I bring greetings to everyone listening to me this morning, and I would like to welcome all of you to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. We'll get straight into the Word of God, and I believe that today we have a beautiful and very important topic to discuss. Our topic for today is emulating the Father. Now, for the Lighties or the family at Lighthouse Church, if you have been following the sermons in the previous week, Alan has been preaching about the kingdom. And in one of the messages, he brought something very important, and we were made to understand. The book of Colossians helps us to understand that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And in one of the messages, Alan helped us to understand that there's no in-between. It's either the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light. Now, friends, when we get translated into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of our Father, the goal is to become like Jesus. Because becoming like Jesus in itself is becoming like the Father. So we belong to God. God is King in the kingdom. God is our Father, because the Bible says we have been adopted and God is our Father. So the goal of every child of God is to become like Jesus. And as I said, becoming like Jesus in itself is becoming like the Father. So we look at Jesus, and as we look at him, we desire to become like him. And I want to assume that that's your desire and that's your commitment. Now, friends, in this journey, there are many temptations. And one of the temptations that we face as Christians is the temptation to want to become like other people rather than Christ, or rather than the Father himself. But remember, the goal is to become like Jesus. Because even Jesus himself, his goal was to become like the Father. And the temptation is even greater when there are people that we perceive to be successful or to be better than us. It could be preachers, it could be business people, and we may desire to become like them. But friends, humans are different from God. God is consistent, God is holy, God is righteous, God never changes. That's why the goal is to become like Jesus. And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says this about Jesus. It says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So friends, even Jesus, the Son of God himself, when he was on earth, he did not represent himself. He was representing the Father. So friends, when we get translated into the kingdom of God, as I said, the commitment and the desire for every Christian, I assume, is to become like Jesus, so that we can represent him and we can look like him. So Jesus did not represent himself, as we see from the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, but he represented the Father. In other words, the people that looked at him, when they looked at him, they saw the Father. And in John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20, the Bible says the following. Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. In verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. So again, friend, we see that Jesus did not pursue his own agenda or seek to live his best life for a moment. He looked to see what the Father was doing, and he did the same. So friends, we know that Jesus came for a purpose. He came for a reason. And the reason Jesus came was to save you and to save me. But even in his work, the Bible says Jesus did not do what he felt he needed to do, but he did what the Father wanted him to do. And then the Bible goes on to say, and the Father shows the Son what to do. Praise God. So friends, when we get translated into the kingdom of God, we are in partnership with the Father. So we look to the Father, we desire to become like the Father, and as we become like Jesus, in itself becoming like the Father, we also work with the Father, and everything that we do and about our lives, it's about the Father. And the Bible says he shows the Son what to do. Praise God. In John chapter 14, verse 9, the Bible says the following. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" So friends, when we get translated into the kingdom of God, our desire is to get to a place where we can say, when you see me, you have seen the Father. And that's what Jesus was saying to Philip. He says, how can you say, show us the Father? Because friends, God is spirit. And people out there, they don't see God. Because God is spirit. And Jesus knew. So Jesus says to Philip, how can you say, show us the Father? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because the Son knew that everything that he was about, it was because of the Father. The Father showed him what to do. The Father told him what to say. He lived his life to please the Father. He lived his life as the Father would have lived on earth. So he says to Philip, when you see me, you have seen the Father. And in John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, no one has ever seen God, praise God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and he's in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. So again, we see, friends, as I said, no one has seen God. So the only way people can be exposed, or the only way people can see God, is through the people that have been translated into the kingdom of God, people that have been adopted to be sons. And through those people, the people out there, they are able to see God. So we see, friends, in John 14, verse 9, Jesus' goal was to show people the Father and not himself. And that's another temptation, friends, because God in his wisdom, he has given us leaders. He has given us the fivefold ministry. It's the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists. And these people's work is to point us to the Father. Our desire and commitment is not to become like the pointers, the people that are supposed to help us to become like the Father. Their work is to point us to the Father. Our commitment and desire is to become like Jesus, in itself becoming like the Father. And friends, the more we understand this, we understand the word, then there are no go-between. There are no people that become idols. Because friends, it's very tempting to make people our idols. But when we understand that Christianity is about becoming like Jesus and in itself becoming like the Father, then we are on the right track. Because the commitment of every believer, friends, is to become like Jesus, become like the Father, and to show people the Father through our lives. As the Bible says in Hebrews, the Son is the radiance of God's glory. So the glory of God has to be reflected through our lives, through the way we live our lives. praise the name of God. So in John 1:18, Jesus knew the Father. So Jesus had a relationship. So that's the other thing, friends. For us to know the Father, we need to have a relationship with the Father. We need to have a relationship with Jesus. It's tempting again to invest in relationships with the people that we perceive to be more successful than us, the people that are supposed to be pointers. And friends, there's nothing wrong in investing in good relationships, but there's everything wrong when we begin to idolize people instead of the Father and instead of the Son of God. Our commitment and desire is to Jesus, is to God, and not to humans. Praise the name of God. Now, friends, as we see from Scripture, it's very clear that we cannot represent what we do not know. For us to represent the Father, when we get translated into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of light, our commitment is to know Him through the Word of God. That's why, friends, especially in these times, it's very important to know the Word of God. It's very important to know the Bible for yourself. As I said, God in His wisdom, He has put people to help us understand. But as you see in the Word of God, He has also given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand or to reveal the Father to us. And all these things are important. God has given us the fivefold ministry. God has put people, leaders, in front of us to help us. Very important. Put there by God in His wisdom. And God Himself has also given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand the Father. In John chapter 14, verse 23 to 24, the Bible says the following. It says, "Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks." Verse 24, "God is Spirit, and the worship and His worshippers must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth." So friends, God is Spirit. And for us to understand God, we need the Spirit of God to reveal God to us. And the Bible says we also have to worship God in truth. For us to be able to worship God in truth, friends, we have to get to know the truth. And when we get to know the truth helps us to walk in the truth, in the way that we begin to live our lives. Because friends, worship is not only coming to God, lift our hands and sing songs to God. Worship is about the way we conduct our lives, the way we live our lives. The way we live our lives worships God, because in itself, our lives get to honor God. The way our values, our principles, it's the way we treat other people, the respect that we give to them, the way the decisions that we make, it's the way we hold the ground when we're going through temptations. We hold on to the Word of God. That in itself, friends, is worship to God. And when we live our lives like that, we worship God in truth and in spirit, because then our lives becomes about the Word of God. Praise God. Very important, friends. So worship is the way we live our lives before God, who has loved us so much. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. He gave us the Son to save us. And our response to that is to walk in the truth. And that in itself is worship, friends. In John chapter 14, 16 to 17, the Bible says the following. "And I will ask the Father." Now remember, in the time of Jesus, Jesus was there as the representation of the Father. So they would look at Jesus and He would say to them, "If you have seen Me, you have seen the Father." Jesus is no longer with us. But in His wisdom, He never left us alone. In John chapter 14, 16 to 17, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. So Jesus is saying, when I'm gone, I will ask the Father to give you another person to help you. And this is the person he's talking about in verse 17. That person is the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you and will be in you. So friends, in as much as there are many people, social media, in churches, everywhere, there are people that want to influence us. Do not suppress what God has put in the inside of you. And that is the Spirit of God. And that Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth will never mislead you or lie to you, friends. Because he is the Spirit of Truth, as the Bible calls him. Praise God. In John 16:13-14, the Bible says, but when he, still talking about the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So friends, it's okay to open our ears to what people are saying. It's okay to open our ears to the teachings of people. But most importantly, it's more valuable to open our spiritual eyes, ears, to what the Spirit of Truth is saying. Because the Spirit of God is consistent. The Spirit of God gets the truth from the Father. The Spirit of God will help us interpret the Word of God, and he will not mislead us. The Spirit of God is not like humans who might use the Word of God for their own selfish gains, because he is the Spirit of Truth. So friends, as we open our ears to all the good teachings, may we never forget to open our ears to what the Spirit of God is saying. Read the Word of God. Ask God to. We have to be, friends, this is the time to consistently ask God to fill us with his Spirit. Because we are living in times when everyone has become a teacher. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone wants to influence something. But friends, there's only one person that never changes. The person that is consistent, righteous and holy, and that is God. And that God has given us the Spirit of Truth. And the Bible is saying he will guide us. So friends, God is ever ready, always willing to guide us into the truth, to walk into the truth. Praise God. So friends, I want to encourage you. Read your word. Ask God to consistently fill you up. Verse 14, he will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. So friends, when the Spirit of God has come, he will not glorify himself. He will glorify the Father. Anything, friends, any teaching that glorifies people, puts people on the pedestal, that teaching is not from God. Good teaching is a teaching that glorifies God, is a teaching that points people to God. Praise God. So like Jesus, the Holy Spirit does not seek his own glory. He seeks to reveal Jesus, who reveals the Father. He reveals the truth and the will of God to us so that we can emulate the Father. Remember, our commitment and desire is to emulate the Father. Things are changing so fast. Culture is changing. Trends are changing every day. God is consistent. God is holy. The truth is consistent. And we can only walk in the truth consistently if we receive and we accept the Spirit of Truth. My friends, everything that I say is by faith. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, for we live by faith and not by sight. So friends, everything that we have discussed tonight, it is by faith. You pray, believe, you have the Spirit of God in you. The Spirit of God works in the inside of you. The Spirit will guide you into truth. It's all by faith. And when the Spirit of God is in you, He will lead you and guide you by faith. Praise God. So friends, I want to encourage you to walk by faith and not walk by sight. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed Sunday. Amen.